Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it. Testing, 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 testing. Are you there? Are you there? Hello, 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 folks. And welcome once again. Glad you decided to hang with me on my corner for this particular show, this particular show. All right, you are entertained by Hamp's selections from his collections, volume LXXII, or simply show number 72. It's mid-October, heading fast into Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday season. The year is going by at such a breakneck speed, it is literally dizzying to my head, which don't take too much, you feel me? On this show, we have Un Chinee has been republished. It is now available at Un Chinee nowadays. Un Chinee is our So Get It as a gift for that reading friend of yours, or just for yourself. You will not be disappointed. Oh, yeah. And as I said, it was just, it's detailed at https://outskirtspress.com/unchinee. All right. Over and over again, we keep doing this thing. And all of a sudden, our printer is not working and we can't read this here stuff that is supposed to be in color. Oh, yeah. If anything will go wrong, it is indubitably going to go wrong. We're going to celebrate by sharing smooth jazz music delights with you on this fine Saturday. Show you right, it's Brother Hamp doing his thing for your musical pleasure. Once again, thanks for stopping by my corner. Now chill out and don't mind my fumbling, and let's get things started. The first one is a deep and groovy cut by Ronnie Laws. He calls it Flame.
Oh,
Yay.
Thank you.
flame, Ronnie Lawson. Throughout the show, we're going to highlight songs from Julian Vaughn's new CD entitled Supreme. He is a bass guitarist that plays something like the late, great Wayman Tisdale. Just check him out. I bet you will agree. Yet he is leaving his own mark on the music world. We will play about 7 cuts from the Supreme CD today. Here is Julian Vaughn with a cut entitled Afro. Nice. This one reminds me of the first time I saw Genie from the book Un Chinee. It's a classic from the late Wilden Felder entitled My Name Is Love. All right, here's Brian Culberson with Wayman Tisdale collaboration. The cut is called It's Only You. Okay, only you.
Hey!
Culberson, guest Wayman Tisdale on the bass guitar. It's called It's Only You. And this is the man that I say play almost like Wayman Tisdale. With the last song in this set, we go back to Julian Bond's Supreme CD. Another bass player. This one is entitled Come Here. Come here. am here, as a young G.I. said to the fine young little Oriental standing in front of him, looking like one of Jesus Christ's freshly groomed angels. At any rate, this program is brought to you by Hamp's Corner of America, parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at www.chiiagroup.com. I wanted to share one of my life's maturing adventures with the world. In 2010, I wrote my first book to do just that. The book is entitled Un Chinee and tells of my U.S. Army South Korean tour in the early 60s. I remember my oldest son saying it was a book that would only interest other Vietnam-era veterans, their wives or relatives. He had not read the storyline at the time. No, the book appeals to all folks interested in our soldiers stationed aboard. I've decided to republish the book. Un Chinee, South Korea, I remember 1962-63 is the name. It's been released this month. It's a love story that ends in a full separation. Readers will see how Un Chinee characters feel about their identity. You read how people of color cope with civil rights, racism, and their military obligations. Now emotionally involved, you're left, as are the characters themselves, wondering, what if? Yes, it's more than just a story about the military. You have a chance to cast a vote on how it moves you to think of different approaches to life's problems. Look for the availability details at https://outskirtspress.com/Un Chinee, spelled UNCHONNI for that purpose. Un Chinee, check it out. All right, given the civil rights era and other race issues during that time, here is Curtis Mayfield with the flashback question. He calls it Choice of Colors, self-explanatory.
One would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. with just a little bit more education
and love for our nation would make a better society.
And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors,
which one would you choose, my brother? I should have added that Curtis was singing with his group that he started out with, his two sidekicks, and himself, three members, and they called themselves the Impressions. All right, how about a little foreplay? Here they are with their cut, One-on-One, Eastbound. Well, this is flutist Kim Scott. She has a new CD entitled Free to Be. I'm sure you are familiar with the title. Kim Scott with the Look of Love. Thank you. another cut from Julian Vaughn. This one is called Flashback Friday.
Thank you.
All right, we call on Brother Ronnie Laws again for a lively song. It's appropriately entitled for Chinese purposes between the lead characters as Love Is Here. Ronnie Laws. Love is here. All right, another sax player in the person of Boney James. His cut is entitled Up All Night.